Hi there, Liz. Welcome to New Life Life.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. I have had a lot of trauma growing up, and I've gone to counseling, and they said you obviously have some anxiety and depression. And then recently, I was just told that they think that I have PTSD. And it never dawned on me that I could have a diagnosis like that in everything. And so because I thought if you have PTSD, you're an angry person. And I thought, well, no, I'm kind of easygoing. I'm not an angry person or anything. But I have found out that I just might be angry and not showing it. So pretty much I'm sabotaging anything that I set my boundaries on. I'm sabotaging myself, and I'm isolating, and I mean isolating a lot, and rehashing, ruminizing over, what happened since everything was brought out in counseling in my childhood. And I thought, well, that's the past, let it go. But I still have some unanswered questions, and I wonder if it has anything to do with how I am now. And my heart and core wants to help people, but how can I be productive and help people if I'm the one that needs help?
Becky, what would you say?
That's the question that all counselors ask themselves all the time, Liz, is how can I help
exactly
somebody
right.
when I don't have it all right? Liz, one of the things I love that you just discovered, that PTSD is indeed part of a lot of people's lives, even if it isn't showing up. I once had somebody say, well, I don't have any grief because I'm not in a corner crying. You know, we have these images of what these diagnoses like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, can be experienced regardless of what you may think it means. But I think what you've identified is because of the feelings that you're having, the anxiety, the increase in anxiety, it's causing you to withdraw, and actually those connections are really going to be powerful in your healing process. I don't know if you feel like you are learning enough about that. Is that happening for you, Liz, in your counseling experience?
Well, we've gone over everything, and I put a lot of stuff out of my mind, and it was, everything. Boy, when you go to counseling, it's not pleasant. And there's a lot of stuff that went on. And I guess I am angry with my mother because she had a way of I could not talk to my father. I was not allowed to have a private conversation with my father. And she would always she said we were alike, and my father was kind of aloof, and she was just a maniac.
The beginning parts of your life were this detachment from your father, but also a lot of chaos with mom. And so that's inside of you. And even though you can talk through it, a lot of the things that we talk about, even in counseling, is where we're feeling it in our bodies and how to work through that as well, because it's not just your thoughts and feelings. It also is, where is it manifesting in your body, and to work that out as well. But Ron, isn't it true that all of us people helpers, we're not perfect, and we, we have our own work to do. And if you got a good one, it's because they're still doing their work.
Absolutely. You are spot on with that. Liz, I would just add this. Trying to put something out of your mind does not mean that it is out of your brain. As Becky just said, your body will hold that difficulty, trauma, those painful experiences, and your brain will hold those things. And so anytime that part of you gets triggered, those memories, that pain comes right back. And you know what? That part of your brain that stores painful memories does not keep track of time. That part of your brain doesn't have a clock attached to it. And so when you feel those things, you feel them as if you were 6 or 4 or whenever that occurred in your life. And so it is as real now as it was then. Another quick comment about anxiety. Yes, anxiety is something we feel, but anxiety is also something we do. It is a form of coping with something painful. We move into rumination, and you get stuck there. And the more you ruminate, the more anxious you feel. And now you're afraid of your feelings, and the anxiety just withdraws. So those are the blame, shame, control, escape mechanisms that we run to. But all of that is a bit of a dead-end street. It doesn't lead to freedom. What's going to lead you to freedom, is, as Vicki mentioned, is getting your counseling process, perhaps some EMDR, if you're familiar with that. Maybe we could talk around what that is. But there are strategies and techniques that are useful to help release the part, the memory, the painful memory in the brain, to help you process it as an adult, not as a young person, but now as somebody who has more life experience and wisdom and God's wisdom added to your who you are as a person. You can deal with the painful stuff in light of the present. And there are strategies that will help you get there. But you need to go into that space with a counselor and not be afraid of processing what has been painful and what you tried to avoid in the past.
Liz, thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. We have a tip sheet that we want to send you. It's called 6 Tools to Ease Anxiety. And there's also an article at newlife.com called 8 Tips to Stop Anxiety Dead in Its Tracks. We will put that in the show notes there.